We continue our learning. We are in Sotah, beginning the fourth parak, parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah here is going to address the issue of women who, through kinui and stira, are going to lose their ksuva, but we're not going to give them from the mayim hamarim because they're not in the category of a woman who's a sota for a variety of reasons. Says the Mishnah, we have a case of an arusa is where there was no nisuin. You have a case where a woman has kiddushin, she has the betrothal, the first stage of marriage, never entered the chuppah just yet, and now, but she's an eshes ish, and her husband sees that she's hanging around with this guy and gives her kinui, warns her you shouldn't be secluded with this person, and indeed she was. And there are edim to tell us that this is what happened. Now this is just an arusa, or v'shomeres yavam, a woman whose husband passed away. She's waiting for yibum, and the yavam it warns her not to seclude herself with this particular man, and she does. So says the Mishnah, in the case of an arusa or a shomeres yavam, lo shosos v'lo not los ksuba. They don't drink the mayim hama'ararim because we'll see that there's a pasuk that has in later in the Mishnah that excludes them from drinking the water, but they also lose the ksuba because it's through the kinoi and the stira, the warning and the seclusion, that these women, the arusa in the case of Yavama, they're the ones who will cause themselves to prohibit themselves to live with their husband. And therefore, they are going to forfeit their ksuva. Even though the halacha is that a shomeris yavam who is mezaneh, in fact, can live with her yavam, as we learned earlier in the second perek. Nonetheless, the yavam has the ability to give her kinui and say, you know what, I'm not interested in a woman like that. And therefore, since she was secluded with this man, she really is the cause for them to be prohibited one to the other. Therefore, these women are going to lose their ksuva. As it says at the beginning of Parsha Sota, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem ish ish ki sisteh ishto u'malov amal. So this, the Chachamim learn that this pasuk comes to include an arusa and a shomeres yavam, that through kinui and stira, the arusa becomes prohibited to her husband, shomeres yavam on her yavam, and therefore they have to leave. The arusa leaves through a get, a yavama leaves, is released through chalitza, and they forfeit their ksuva because there was kinui and stira. Now the question is, why can't they drink and then they can return to their husband potentially as a normal case? Shenamar, says the Mishnah, because of the pasuk asher tiste isha tachas isha. What does the pasuk say in regarding Parsha Sota? Zos toras hakanos asher tiste isha tachas isha. She goes astray tachas isha ha ishala, a woman who is yosheves tachas balo, was speaking about, where she's living with her husband. Prat la arusa v'shomeres yavam. This excludes an arusa v'shomeres yavam who are not tachas isha. They're not living yet with their husbands. Then the Mishnah says, almana le kohen gadol, a grusha v'chalutza le kohen head. You have a case where a kohen gadol violated the Torah and is living with a widow, or a grusha v'chalutza le kohen head. A kohen head violates the Torah and is living with a grusha, a divorced woman, or a woman who had chalutza. Mamzeres unesina l'Yisrael, or Yisrael, who's living against the halacha, violating the Torah by living with a mamzeres unesina. Unesina, the people who is a woman who descended from the Givonim, or a Bas Yisrael, a Mamzer or a Nasin, or you have a Bas Yisrael who married or violates the Torah living with a Mamzer or a Nasin. In all of these cases, because they're living with their husband's Be'isser, if the husband would warn her and she would have Stira, Lo Shosos, she does not drink. Why? Because when it comes to the Parsha Sota, the Pasuk says, Ish ish ki sisteh ishto. Ishto means beru'uyo li'ishto sakasuf medaber, the Gemara says. The Sifri says, lahotzi elu shasur sabalan. Ki sisteh ishto, woman who he's allowed to be married to, is where they drink. Therefore, see, these women do not have a din of a sota and don't drink, but they have to leave their husbands. V'lo no los ksuva. They leave their husband without a ksuva. Now, it's true, if there were no kinoi and stira, they would have a ksuva, as we learn in Maseches Ksuvos in the 11th Perek, Mishnah Vav, but if they're leaving their husbands through kinoi and stira, they do not get a ksuva. So when it comes to these women, let's say Grusha marrying a Kohen, they're not allowed to live together. And if, in fact, now she is released from him, she will get a ksuba. But in our Mishnah is speaking about where there's a kinui and stira involved as well, that's why they forfeit the ksuba. According to the Rambam, the reason why the almana to a Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'achalusa to a Kohen Hedyot, etc., they don't drink is because their husbands are living with them be'isr. Not based on the pasuk necessarily of Asher tisteh, it has to be ru'uya le'isha sakas medaver, but rather, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, v'nika ish me'avon, v'ha'isha tisa savana. We have this before. When the man is menuke me'avon, he's innocent, so then the water is going to check her. But if she is now violating chai ve'lavin, or chai ve'ase, isurim from the Torah, living together, and he gives her kinoy and steer, she does not drink. She leaves without a ksuva and is usher to the husband was usher to begin with. Now it's usher for another reason, but she loses the ksuva. But this is because the man is not minukeme avon, and therefore, as the Rambam says, kol ish and hilchos soda perek beis kol ish ba bia asura miyamav and amayim hamaorim bodkim es ishto perek dal and mishnah beis. Our Mishnah is dealing with sotos where we don't give them the maim hamarim. They leave the husbands because they're usher to the husband. But regarding the ksuva, so we'll see some will get a ksuva and some will not get a ksuva. And some of these we discussed already in the past. The elu lo shosos velo nutlos ksuva. These are the women will not drink the maim hamarim, but they also don't get a ksuva because they're the ones who cause themselves to become usher to the husbands. For example, ha'omeres tamea ani, after kinei and stira, she admits that she was nitma, she had relations with this man, and therefore she's usher to her husband. Or v'shabo la edim she tamea. Or you have edim that say that she's tamea. Actually saw she had relations with this man that the husband warned her not to seclude with. The Omeris Eini Shosa. Here you have a woman who said before the Megillah was erased, she said, I'm not drinking, even though she's not Modad that she admits. All of these cases, the women do not drink and they leave their husbands without a ksuva. But Amar Ba'ala Eini Mashke, let's say the woman was willing to drink. The husband says, I don't want her to drink. Or after Stira, on the way up to Yerushalayim, the husband had relations with her. No telis ksuvasa velo shosa. These cases, she's usher to her husband because she's not drinking, but she's not, her husband doesn't want her to drink, let's say, or the water's not going to work. It's not going to be effective because they had bia, and this had the example of v'nika ish me'avon v'yishot yisas avona. Only when the man is nikame avon, she's not going to drink, but she will get the ksuva because the husband is the one who's causing her not to drink. Mesu bale enat shelo shasu, lesa yav sotos, who are fit to drink from the water, but they didn't get a chance to drink, and now the husband passed away. Beishamai omrim, not los ksuva. The Rabbi Shammai says they do, velo shosos, and they don't drink because vehevi ha'ish es ishto, the pasuk says. The man died, so he can't bring his wife. So she can't drink, but she'll get the ksuva according to Beishamai. So lomim lo shosos, you're right, they don't drink because the husband can't bring the wife to drink, but velo not los ksuva, but they do not get the ksuva. What's the basis of the machlokas between Beishamai and Beisil? Beishamai says that they do get the ksuva, and Beisil says no, because Beishamai is of the opinion, shtar ha'omed ligvos harehu kegova. You have a shtar, you have a contract, and there is a lien on property, let's say, in that contract. So we assume if it's omed ligvos, it's ready to be collected, it's supposed to be collected, and it's written in the shtar that the money eventually will be collected, it's as if it's already been collected. What does that mean? Someone has a shtar chov on his friend, and the shibu nechasim, let's say you have a love, borrowed money, $1,000 from the malve, and you have a shtar. So once you have a shtar, we assume that all of the property of the love is, there's a lien on that property, it's meshubat, it's mortgage, to pay back that loan. So the Baal Ashtar, the one who's holds on to the document, which in this case is the Malveh, let's say, is considered a Mukhzak, is considered to have that the presumptive status that it's his. He has a hold on those Nechasim, even though they weren't paid to him just yet. So the same thing is true when it comes to a woman and a Ksuva. She's the Mukhzak or Mukhzekes on the Nechasim Mishubadim, because that's what we write in the Ksuva, that everything, there's a lien on all of the husband's property. And who is the Tovei? Yorshei, if you come to court, it's really the woman who's the Muchzak, and the Yorshei Habal, the inheritors, the heirs of the husband, who are the ones who being Toveya, who want to demand, let's say, the money from the woman. She's the one with the Shtar, she's the one with the Ksuba, she's the one who has, it's basically like, it's already been collected. And therefore, it's the Yorshim of the Baal who have to bring a proof that she actually became Tameya, and she forfeits the Ksuba, because HaMotzi Mechavel of Araya, the burden of proof is upon you, the heirs of the husband of the father, to collect in order to get that money. That is meshuba to the ksuva. If you don't have a proof, so then you have to pay her the ksuva, because she is holding on to that ksuva. She is holding on to that shtar, and a shtar ha'omed ligvos is kivgavoy dami. But Basil disagrees. They hold shtar ha'omed ligvos eno kivgavoy. And therefore, who is really the one claiming the ksuva? The woman is. Who's the muchzak? The yarshimar. And therefore, the woman has to bring a raya that she did not become Tameya. And since she doesn't have a raya to that, she does not collect the ksuva misafek.